Good morning and welcome. My name is Reverend Hannah Gordon and I am your new rector. Thank you so much for your prayers and your thoughts and your support. Thank you if you were able to be with us on Tuesday evening. It is a privilege and a pleasure to have finally been able to join you here in the parish of St. Margaret's in Chipstead. I really look forward to getting to know you, to meeting you, not just through a computer screen, but in person over the coming weeks and months. And as we get to know each other and journey forward and discover the plans that God has for this place. I'm going to be leading us through this BCP communion service this morning. It might be different to how John does it, and that's okay because God calls and equips us all differently. I hope that it meets you and feeds you wherever you are and fulfills your need to be in communion with us. So let's pause for a moment and then I'll start. We start with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known and from whom no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. There is none other commandments greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these laws in our hearts, we beseech thee. The Collect for the Sovereign. Almighty God, whose kingdom is everlasting and power infinite, have mercy upon the whole church, and so rule the heart of thy chosen servant Charles, our king and governor, that he, knowing whose minister he is, may above all things seek thy honour and glory, and that we and all his subjects, duly considering whose authority he hath, may faithfully serve, honour, and humbly obey him, in thee and for thee, according to thy blessed word and ordinance. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
The Collect for Trinity Sunday. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given us your servant grace by the confession of a true faith to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity and in the power of the divine majesty to worship the unity. Keep us steadfast in this faith that we may evermore be defended from all adversities through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
We now hear our readings for the day.
The reading is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 12 to 31. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, or with the breadth of his hand marked off the heavens? Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket, or weighed the mountains on the scales and the hills in a balance? Who can fathom the spirit of the Lord, or instruct the Lord as his counsellor? Whom did the Lord consult to enlighten him, and who taught him the right way? Who was it that taught him knowledge or showed him the path of understanding? Surely the nations are like a drop in a bucket. They are regarded as dust on the scales. He weighs the islands as though they were fine dust. Lebanon is not sufficient for altar fires, nor its animals enough for burnt offerings. Before him, all the nations are as nothing. They are regarded by him as worthless and less than nothing. With whom, then, will you compare God? To what image will you liken him? As for an idol, a metal worker casts it, and a goldsmith overlays it with gold and fashions silver chains for it. A person too poor to present such an offering selects wood that will not rot. They look for a skilled worker to set up an idol that will not topple. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in. He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground, than he blows on them and they wither, and a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff. To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each of them by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my cause is disregarded by my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord according to Matthew, chapter 28, beginning at the 16th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Let's say the creed together. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things, visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the scriptures, and he ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Well, good morning again. Before I start, I want to ask you who are watching this at home a question. I wonder whether the time might be nearly here for us to start meeting in church again in the morning on a Sunday. I wonder whether instead of watching at home, you would like to join me in church, not at the 10 o'clock service, but at 8:30 for a communion service. I would love to know how many of you could make that. If you can phone me or email me, I would really love to hear from you. I wouldn't start it next week, but maybe the last Sunday in June, which I think is the 25th of June, or possibly the first Sunday in July. I would love to see your faces in person and get to know you. At the moment, I'm talking to people I don't know, and that's really hard. And you are not able to receive communion in its fullest sense. So I'd love you to get in touch. I will be in touch with as many of you as I can discover over the coming weeks or so. And then maybe we can start meeting in person and sharing this communion service that way. For now, I want to focus on Isaiah 40, one of our readings. It starts with, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? Do you not know? Have you not heard how great and how faithful God is?" Today is Trinity Sunday, as well as my first Sunday as Rector of St. Margaret's. And we're presented here in this reading with a timely reminder of the greatness and faithfulness of the one who is our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. The prophet asks all sorts of questions in this reading and prompts those who are listening to think about God. So I wonder if you might do that for a moment. Close your eyes. Try to picture God. Call to mind what you know about God, or perhaps what you don't know about God. And then think about what God created, how God created, and when God has been at work. I'm sitting here in the porch of church and I can smell the beautiful flowers that were put together for my induction service, created perfectly by God. And as you open your eyes, know that God is bigger and better and more than anything you could imagine, because God is the creator and we are created. God was and is and ever shall be. God never changes. God is outside of time. God is before time and after time. God is nothing like us, yet creates us to be like him, to be with her, to be loved by them, to be in love with God. I wonder how much you know about God. I wonder when things are tough, where you get your knowledge of God from. Where do you dig deep? Is it scripture that you've committed to heart? Is it the prayers that you always say? Is it particular hymns or worship songs which are written into your soul? When we try and explain God, we make God small, but God is not small. God is huge. God is the person who marches the stars out, who has weighed the dust of every mountain in his hand. And the good news is that even though God is big and huge, God is faithful. We hear that in the second part of our reading. God is present and creative and active. God didn't create the world, rub their hands together and step back, but instead is the everlasting God. The God who can and will do a new thing. And as we remind ourselves of this, we root ourselves in the God who is beyond understanding, the God who doesn't grow tired or weary. I wonder how the last few years have left you feeling. I wonder if you are tired and weary, if you are frustrated, or if you are looking forward to a new season. The prophet says those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will rise on wings like eagles. Hoping in the Lord, or waiting on the Lord, takes patience and perseverance. To hope in the Lord means calling to mind in the dark all that God has revealed to you in the light, and knowing that its truth holds. Hoping in the Lord means drinking from deep roots. Waiting on the Lord means that even when God seems silent, you can speak and be heard. But as I start, I do not feel that God is silent. The presence of the Holy Spirit on Tuesday evening at my induction service was tangible. And if that's language that makes you nervous, I could put it this way. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. We say this at the start of every celebration of Holy Communion. And then we wait with a holy pause as we stretch out our hands in prayer and as we receive bread at communion. I wonder how you see or hear or feel the Holy Spirit as you wait. And even as I start, we do remain in a season of hoping and waiting. We're going to be watching for the Spirit weaving her way through our lives. We're going to be asking God to renew our strength. We're not going to start new things in our own strength, but in God's. That's what I committed to on Tuesday evening when I renewed my ordination vows with the words, "With the help of God, I will." So today, on this Trinity Sunday, as we are reminded of the greatness and faithfulness of God, we're heading into a new thing together. Just as the exiles in Isaiah 40, it is written, we're heading into a new thing. Although they physically returned to Jerusalem, nothing was the same. They could not go back because what they had left was not there anymore. They had to go forward, following God and trusting in God's strength and allowing him to lift them up on wings like eagles. We cannot go back to how St. Margaret's used to be, because I am Hannah and not anybody else. And you have all travelled forward on your journeys of discipleship over the last few years. So as we wait upon the Lord, as we hope in God, I pray that our strength will be renewed, that when we're weary, we will remember who it is we rest on, who it is we trust in. I pray that today we will hold on to God's greatness and faithfulness. I pray that in our human fragility, we will be lifted by the arms of the everlasting God and carried by our faith in him. I pray today that together we will soar on eagle's wings, knowing the greatness and faithfulness for God, ourselves, for each other, and for this parish. Amen. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where the rust and moth doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither rust nor moth doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's Church militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle hast taught us to make prayers and supplications, and to give thanks for all, we humbly beseech thee most mercifully to accept our alms and oblations, and to receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word, and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save and defend all Christian kings, princes and governors, especially thy servant Charles, that under him we may be godly and quietly governed, and grant under his whole council and all who are put in authority under him, that they may truly and impartially administer justice to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may both by their life and doctrine set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments, and to all thy people give thy heavenly grace, and specially to this congregation, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succour all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. We move into a time of confession. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins and are in love and charity with your neighbours and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith and take this holy sacrament to your comfort and make your humble confession to Almighty God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all people, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us. The burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father, for thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honour and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Jesus Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all who travail and are heavily laden, and I will refresh you. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Hear also what St. Paul saith. This is a true saying and worthy of all people to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John saith. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. We move to celebrate our communion. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up unto the Lord. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is meet and right so to do. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty, everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord most high. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Thanks be to you, Lord Jesus Christ, for all the benefits you have given me, for the pains and insults you have borne for me. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, I ask you to come spiritually into my heart, O most merciful Redeemer, friend and brother. May I know you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly day by day. Amen. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who, in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it in remembrance of me. The body of Christ. As our Saviour Christ hath commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee for that thou dost vouchsafe to feed us who have duly received these holy mysteries, with the spiritual food of the most precious blood and body of thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favour and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate into the mystical body of thy Son, which is the blessed company of all thy faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom. By the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son, and we most humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen. We say the Gloria together. Glory be to God on high and in earth peace, good will towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen.